Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Hard to believe, but Lent is just a little over a week away. Wow, still some preparation for us to do before then, because don't let it creep up on you. If you do that, then it's not going to be nearly as fruitful as it could be. Today's gospel maybe is a very good way to begin preparing for it. The first part of the seventh chapter of Mark's gospel is, let's just say it's firm. Jesus is very clear. He is not beating around the bush at all in telling the Pharisees and scribes what's going on, calling them hypocrites because of how they cling to the tradition of the elders and how they criticize Jesus because his disciples are not doing what their elders did in the past, especially the ritual washing that they might observe. And Jesus just puts it to them straight, quoting Isaiah, "This people," talking about the Pharisees, "this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." Jesus is clear with the Pharisees, but we have to be careful that we don't fall into the same trap that the Pharisees did themselves. And that's why I think it's actually a good idea maybe to think about Lent with this in mind. It's easy to go into the practices of Lent, even Ash Wednesday itself, with this just a false appreciation or no appreciation of what's going on. How often have I seen people approach the altar on Ash Wednesday to receive ashes with no understanding of what it means, without a clear, and I can't judge their hearts, but I guess if all of the people that came, I was going to say without a clear desire to change their lives and their hearts, maybe that's not fair for me to say, except that if we did, if everybody going to Mass or to a service on Ash Wednesday, receiving ashes, intended to actually enter into Lent with a change of heart and to repent and to turn back to the Lord, our Masses on Sunday, our churches on Sundays after that would be overflowing, and they're not, because people aren't making it a priority again in their lives. Maybe other things they're doing in Lent, but the important things, the essentials, like Holy Mass on Sunday, like turning away from all of our sins, especially our mortal sins. This is where I think the Jesus's condemnation of the Pharisees might need to be something that we ourselves look at. He doesn't leave it there either. He goes on to explain to the Pharisees how they disregard God's commandment while at the same time clinging to human traditions. Now, incidentally, this is something that Catholics are accused of by non-Catholics of all different stripes, of us having a lot of traditions that we hang on to that have no bearing, no root in Scripture, which is not true. That's an uninformed position. Of course, it's not only Scripture that Catholics look to. We also look to our tradition, capital T, looking at what did the church teach from the beginning. We also look at the magisterium, the interpreting or teaching office, I should say, of the church. So we have these three pillars: Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium of our church that form the tripod and foundation upon which that we can be sure that our faith is firm. So Catholics, though, get this this accusation. At least I hear it from people. You have a lot of traditions, like having ashes put on your forehead. Where do you find that in Scripture? And where do you find that in authentic teaching? Well, we can find many references to penance and to even ashes inside of Scripture. And then, of course, we look to our tradition, and for centuries, having done this as part of our outward observance, But I think there's a fair lesson also to be reminded of, that it's not enough just to have the ashes put on our foreheads. It's not enough just to follow through with the many different traditions we have. Take, for example, the sign of the cross that you perform, blessing yourself with holy water as you enter into a church. What a beautiful tradition. I love it. I mean, it's a reminder of our baptism. It's a way that we dispel evil spirits. It's a sacramental. It's a way that we sign ourselves as claimed by Christ with the sign of the cross on ourselves. It's beautiful. It's an amazing tradition that we have as Catholics. And yet, if it only remains routine, if we do it unthinkingly, and we do it without a true appreciation of what's going on, it has much less impact in our spiritual life. And especially when it becomes simply something that is routine, then we run the risk of us losing a clear focus on what we're doing in our lives. So while I would heartily disagree with people who dispel our many beautiful traditions as Catholics as inconsequential or even a distraction from the fundamentals, I do think there is maybe something that we can be reminded of in today's scripture passage. Jesus says, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition." See, for us as Catholics, it's not one or the other. It's not looking and saying, "Oh, well, I'm gonna follow human tradition and forget about God's commandments." No, we uphold both. God's commandments are fundamental and essential. But also our traditions as a church that have their origin in Jesus, in scripture, in tradition, but then have continued through human leaders in our church, through saints, down through the ages, right? These are things that we've embraced, not invented as if they're more important than what God desires of us, but as complementary to what God is asking of us. So, as Jesus points out, right, we have to honor our father and our mother. And if we instead make excuses, if we instead, get out of our responsibilities through the law, one of the things that's so heartbreaking to me as a priest is when people approach me because of inheritance problems, I see it over and over again, the pain that arises when people, when families become divided because of inheritance issues and children fighting over these things. And I'm, without choosing sides, right, just the people that come to me aren't always right and aren't always in the right. But to see how we fight over these things, and we will manipulate situations, and we will forget about the deeper laws of love and charity and respect and honoring other people, and being selfless, and being generous. We forget about these commandments because we feel justified in pursuing our own thing. And this is what Jesus is attacking here in the Pharisees. Rightly so. And maybe you and I have to look at our own lives and say, well, what things am I holding on to? They might be minor commandments of the Lord, but then eclipse the larger commandments of the Lord. You know, they push away those other things. We do it in many different ways. We do it in the way that we justify treating people because of, you know, something that we, I don't know, I don't want to bring up personal examples. You yourself know it when it happens. I know it when it happens in my life, when things start getting out of order. And the challenge that Jesus gives to us today is not only meant for the Pharisees. It's not only meant for the religious spiritual leaders that he was confronting in his own time. It's also meant for me, and it's meant for you. It's meant for us to examine our conscience, to look at our lives and say, am I prioritizing God's commandments correctly? Am I upholding the most important commandments, and then everything else will flow from that? We'll still uphold the small commandments, right? It's not about choosing one or the other, And it's not about upholding commandments and dispelling all extraneous traditions inside of our lives. No, our traditions can assist us in our walk with the Lord. And the way that we practice our spiritual life and the way that we live out our faith in the world, especially as a communion of believers, is an important part of our expression of faith. But it should never take priority over the new law, the law of love, the law of the Holy Spirit, the law of the Beatitudes, the law of Jesus's word taking root in our hearts and helping us to be the saints that he calls us to be, helping us to transform the world by our actions, by us being obedient and faithful to the law of the church and of Jesus, and of truly being witnesses to others. And when we do that, we're being authentic disciples of Jesus, embracing all that he brought to us, not picking and choosing, well, I like this, but I don't like that. I prefer this and that, I'm just going to let go. No, we're going to embrace all of it. We're going to embrace the law of love that Jesus gives to us. We're going to embrace our traditions, and we're going to accept and follow the teaching authority of the church. Thanks be to God. That's a gift for us too. All three components of it. Always a blessing and a pleasure for me to be with you. I'll see you tomorrow. Till then, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.